Hello, Mixnut Kisses. This is Nuke Joss, and this is day 13 of the dog days of podcasting. And I'm still doing this thing where I'm recording ahead of time. So I'm actually recording on Thursday, and I think this is coming out on Sunday. Here on base, we've got a camp for some young kids, and we knew ahead of time, and we had said that we would volunteer. They're having a martial arts week this week, and each day a different martial art does some training with the kids, and we trained them in Aikido today. And so we had a bunch of mostly 8-year-olds training with us, and so we had quite a few volunteers, which was very helpful. It helps when you've got some military folks and their jobs are like, oh, you want to do this community thing that's on base? Sure, just go do it. You don't have to take a day off. And so we had that. And one of our top students, she's 13, about to turn 14. And she's been volunteering at the camp and getting her volunteer hours for high school. And so we said, well, we want to use her as the demonstration. So she went from being a regular volunteer today to volunteering and instructing, which was very cool. And she wore her hakama, which is very pretty, and it's purple, and it has a beaver on the back with a katana, and it was made specifically for her by our club treasurer, and the rest of us had, like, just the standard black hakamas, whatever, but the kids were pretty much adorable today, and it was a lot of fun, and I'd do that again in a heartbeat. Like, I love doing these special seminars. I do them like a women's self-defense seminar. I like to do it twice a year, but I wasn't able to get around to it in the spring, so I'm going to have to try and do this again in the fall. We do it with cadets and girl guides and scouts and all sorts of things, so we love doing it. It's a blast. And then tomorrow, we are leaving for the Kenshu in London. Kenshu, as I said, is just, it's just a big Aikido weekend. And I'm looking forward to that. So my husband has the whole day off, so we can just leave whenever. And we're going to be carpooling with this young lady and her dad, who are both, they both train with us. So it'll be a blast. And then another guy from our club, he's going to be coming down for the weekend. And someone from another club that sometimes trains with us, who used to be in our club, is going to also train with us. So we're really excited. And so it's the son of the founder of our art, who is technically not in our federation and started his own thing, but it's still an important person to learn from. So, and we really don't care about the politics. We just want to learn, right? So I'm really looking forward to that. And then tonight we had, and before that, yeah, so I've been having some back issues. My old back injury is coming back. Yeah, so my back injury is the compound of my spine has always been bent wrong and kind of like pinches the spine down at the small of my back. And then a couple years ago, I hurt it by sitting in an office chair. I try not to do that anymore. I sit on a yoga ball. That helps a lot. But I must have done something, and so I've had to amp up my visits to the chiropractor. It's getting there. It's getting there, but I'm going to have to go every week for a little while until he can fix me up and get me back to fighting form or whatever. Anyway, so we'll be going for a whole weekend with a slightly sore back, but that's totally fine. I can still do stuff. And then tonight we had an episode for Game of Thrones. We Beyond the Wall. We did it in live YouTube. And we've been getting a lot of people in the chat, which is a lot of fun. I'm really excited about that. So if you like Game of Thrones and you want to come chat and hang out with us, 9 p.m. Eastern, if you go to my Facebook or my Twitter or anything like that, I usually post a link just when we're about to start, and you can join in and watch and comment. And I always read the comments in the show, and it's been a lot of fun. We've had a lot of new people come in from different countries, and I'm really digging their input, and some old, you know, familiar faces too, which is a lot of fun. And so that's pretty exciting. And I rated this week's episode the lowest of the season, and apparently I'm the grump. Everybody liked it a lot more than me. I mean, yeah, the highs were really high, but there were some really bad lows, and it just wasn't that excited. All the dragon stuff, awesome, but and Arya and Brienne, great, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just grumpy. And and then on Monday I'm going to be recording with Clone Dance Party, which is an Orphan Black podcast, and we're going to be recording for the last episode ever, the series finale, and we're going to do a live hangout. You know, we're going to do it live on YouTube and have a whole chat thing. So if you want to participate in that, again, pay attention to my Twitter. I will be putting something out there. I think it's 8:30 p.m. Eastern. I think it's 5:30 Pacific. So yeah, that should be a lot of fun. And I don't know. I'm enjoying it. So I'm going to talk a little bit about Jane the Virgin. Jane the Virgin is one of these shows that the name made me not want to watch it at all. But then I heard a friend talking about it, and I said, all right, whatever. I'm sick. You know, I think it was when I was sick in the wintertime. I said, I'm sick, I'll check it out. I did not realize how telenovela it was. So it is a very telenovela-inspired show. And I'm not like a huge telenovela fan, but there was a time that I was watching them. So I was stuck in Florida. I was in Florida a lot working on this one project, and all of the different consultants would get together in the lobby of the hotel, and one of our bosses was very into telenovelas, and she would explain everything that was going on and anything that I missed in the last week, whatever. And I don't know, there's just, it's so campy and over the top and fun. I really enjoyed it, and I have this special connection with that person when it comes to telenovelas. Like, I just, it reminds me of her, and I adore her. So that's a good connection. So when I watched Jane the Virgin, I'm like, oh my gosh, she must love this show. And I totally got into it. And the cool part is, you know, it's a telenovela in English. I don't speak Spanish. So often I would watch telenovelas and there's no subtitles and there's no captions. And I'm just figuring out what's going on in a language that I don't understand. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. But what I really like about this show is there's a couple of things, but one of the neat things is that the grandmother, she understands English, and you eventually find out, yeah, she can speak it, but she only ever speaks in Spanish, and it's kind of wild, and pretty much, you know, she'll hear people talking in English, and she'll respond to them in Spanish, and then you can tell how caring or important certain people are when they try to learn Spanish so they can speak Spanish to the grandmother. And I really did that. The premise of Jane the Virgin is a virgin accidentally gets artificially inseminated, and then everything goes topsy-turvy crazy. But, like, that part of it is so, like, that's just the gimmick for the beginning. And then it just becomes like this complete crazy saga. And it's fun. And it's got a narrator that kind of gets meta. And I really enjoy that, you know, as I've mentioned, I love meta stuff. And the neat thing is there's all different archetypes of women in this show. And even like, oh, it's the backstabbing evil villain character, you end up kind of falling for them and seeing where they're coming from and feeling sympathetic towards them. And so at some point, every character, you can be on their side or against them. And even like the hero people that you're supposed to always be for, sometimes you're like, no, I don't think I agree with you here. Yeah, I think you're definitely being wrong or selfish or something. And so I really dig that. I think that is a lot of fun. Now, flash forward to, I was at a work trip different company, but that same woman that got me into telenovelas, she was there. And the night before she got in, I was talking to some other people, and someone said something about Jane the Virgin. I was like, oh, I love Jane the Virgin. And we started talking about it, and we all kind of bonded, which was neat. I was like, okay, these people may not be geeks, but we've got some things that we can make a connection with. And then that woman came in, and I said, one of the first things when we were just socializing, I was like, oh my gosh, are you watching Jane the Virgin? And she's like, yes, I am. It's just like one of my novellas. And I was like, yes, and it reminds me of you. So it was neat. I really enjoyed that. So one tip for Jane the Virgin, don't watch it while it's airing. So the last season was going to Netflix the same week that it was going on air, and I didn't enjoy it. And I think what the problem is, I really enjoyed because they do a flash forward. They kind of go 5 years in the future, which is really neat. But I think what got in the way of me enjoying it is watching it every week, I wasn't that invested. It's a lot more interesting when you can binge watch. Because like with telenovelas, you can watch a new episode every single night. It's not a weekly thing. So you kind of need that for it to work properly. And so I highly recommend if you watch it, you need to binge watch it. And watching it every week, that's not a good format for this show, unfortunately. There you go, Jane the Virgin. And you are, of course, going to pair this with a grilled cheese. And we're going to make a really fancy grilled cheese today. We are going to make a nice brioche bread grilled cheese with Jarlsberg cheese inside. And we're not going to, like, add any other extra crazy things, which, by the way, I could totally do. There's a grilled cheesery in my town that I absolutely love. And every time my mom comes to visit, we go there and we will add all sorts of crazy things in the grilled cheese. But for Jane the Virgin, this is going to be a purist grilled cheese, but it is going to have Jarlsberg Swiss cheese, not American and not cheddar. So it's going to be really, really delicious. Enjoy. Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.